Good morning.
It's
a brand new day, and this is our morning connection. How are you doing this morning? I am Skip LaCour. Hey, thank you so much for joining me for this morning connection podcast, your daily dose of MTC, mental toughness conditioning, your daily habit, your daily discipline, your ritual to get you thinking about your life, where you want to go, and working backwards from there with all the thoughts and then all the actions you take. This is our time, just you and me, just to think about this all-important journey called life. How you doing? How you doing? Tell me how this Morning Connection podcast, your habit of listening to this, do you see the thoughts that I stimulate, the questions that I ask you, do you see it popping up, showing up in different parts of your life? Just some things I thought about. I have the fortunate experience to be able to talk to so many of you from all over the world, whether you're setting up these 10-minute coaching calls that you can do absolutely free when you go to my websites, manformation.com, skiplacour.com, or massmachinenutrition.com. And it's so great to hear when you talk about something maybe you heard on this Morning Connection podcast, and you're going through a particular challenge, and you kind of already know what I'm going to say, and you can recite some analogy or story that I talked about, right? Because you're one step closer to having that mental edge to actually handle the problem. So thank you so much for doing this for you, listening to this Morning Connection podcast. I'm always interested in the feedback that I get. Send me an email at skip@skiplacour.com. Tell me what you're taking away from these Morning Connection podcasts. I'm getting a lot of them recently for whatever reason, but I love it. It just gives me more fuel, more motivation to keep on pumping out this motivational material, things for you to think about, questions to ask you, so that you can enjoy the quality of life that you really want, not that you're settling for. And many times we don't even realize we're settling for a quality of life because we're just in our pattern. It took us a lot of energy and effort just to get here. And sometimes we're really thankful that we're here, wherever that may be. And we don't have that perspective that maybe there's so much more out of life that we can experience, we can enjoy, if we just looked at our situation just a little differently. And hopefully these Morning Connection podcasts are doing that for you. I tell you, I woke up this morning, usually, I don't know what the percentage is. Usually I'm really motivated to get going. I have, you know, this list and all these thoughts and all these goals and all these dreams and going. And maybe you know what that's like, or maybe you're listening to this Morning Connection podcast so you can have more of that. But today wasn't a morning. It's Saturday morning here, bright and early. And I wasn't as motivated. I wasn't as clear to just get up and kick ass, take names, take action, make those goals and dreams happen. Maybe you know what that's like. And you know, when I think about it, there is really no reason for me not to be just as motivated, just as driven, to wake up on a scale from 1 to 10 as a 10, as maybe I did a couple days ago, or several times throughout the week. You know, there's really no intellectual reason why this shouldn't be a day I'm motivated. I mean, I've got all these great projects that I believe I'm connected to, that I can see how they're going to help you affect the world and make, you know, my mission, my vision for my life all happen. They're all lined out. I have the references of success, so it isn't like I lack the confidence, but, you know, intellectually, just not as motivated as I normally am. This was a morning where I just had to just keep on keeping on. It was a morning when I woke up that I had to remember that doing something is always better than doing nothing, right? Doing something, getting moving, because you don't know how you're going to feel like 10 minutes later or half an hour later. And I'm already in a lot different state of motivation than I was just whatever 45 minutes ago when I woke up early on this Saturday morning, right? And so I can't predict how I'm going to feel 10 minutes later, 20 minutes later, 45 minutes later, 2 hours later. And the only way I'm going to find out is by getting up and taking action. That's why something is always better than doing nothing. And I know that some people land at their challenge. And I know that, you know, dealing with so many people that, and if this is you, you might want to think about this, especially if it's not serving you, is you'll hear the thoughts and opinions, some suggestions from someone who has a sincere desire to help you. And what you do is you pick out what they say and you kind of tear it down to find how that's not consistent with helping you reach your goals. And so what people a lot of times do, right, and this is something to think about, is they kind of take the example set and then they use the black and white opposite extreme of what is being said. So what I'm saying right now is that even when you're not motivated, you got to push yourself forward. Something is always better than nothing, right? And so an example that I'm using, again, dealing with so many people, I catch this pattern. They'll say to themselves, well, you know what? That's not true. You're going to blow it. You're going to blow your chance. You're going to mess up. Then you're going to lose your confidence. Maybe it's better to wait sometimes. There's to wait until you're perfectly motivated. The conditions are perfect because you don't want to blow it. You know, you don't want to deal with failure. And they take the opposite extreme, right? Well, I guess that's obvious, right? But the thing about it is that you can't go by, you can't base the actions you take and you don't take based on the way you feel, feelings at the moment, right? And we're emotional beings. Whether you think you're the most logical person in the world or not, or somewhere in between, we, as human beings, are driven by emotion, sometimes a lot more than we realize. And sometimes that emotional state isn't where we intellectually or logically think it should be at the time. And so if we go by our feelings at the moment, right, it could work either way. We could just be all pumped up and not take massive, logical, consistent, and intelligent action because of our feelings, right? And at the same time, sometimes we might not take any action because we don't feel like we're not motivated and we're going to wait until those feelings change, right? So many times it's when you really connect to what it is you really want in life, your goals, your dreams, your vision for your life, long term, short term, for that day, for the week, right? And you take the time to really think about it, right? And you think about the thoughts and actions you need to take. And that's what you're connecting to, right? That you've taken the time to really think that out. And that's what this Morning Connection podcast is all about. So that overrides whatever feeling you're in at the moment. Because sometimes it could be, you know, I don't know, not enough carbs, all right? Or it could be other factors that you may not understand at a conscious level that's making you feel less than motivated, right? And so if you wait until you're less than motivated, just think about all the time you are wasting by not taking that consistent and immediate action, right? Sometimes you got to get into the process and then boom, you kick into a different train of thought, what you're more connected to that you took the time to really think about. And whether it's 10 minutes, 20 minutes, half an hour, 2 hours later, boom, you get on track. But it never would have started until you push yourself to take action even when you're not motivated. And that's something that I really talk to a lot of men, a lot of people who I coach, a lot of people who I just talk to. And they ask me, how are you so motivated to get all that stuff done? And they'll even say things like, man, you make me feel lazy. I see all the stuff you're pumping out. And, you know, that's, I appreciate that. I work real hard. I do my best to practice everything I preach on these Morning Connection podcasts. Let me just tell you something. You know what I love about doing these Morning Connection podcasts? It's not just connecting with you and hopefully helping you out. And I don't really expect that every Morning Connection podcast or every word that comes out of my mouth is something just groundbreaking, just brilliant, unique, something I've never said before, or no one on the planet has ever said before. And then, boom, you are just affected like lightning out of the sky, and boom, you're just motivated because of something that I said, right? Many times, It's just repeating the basic fundamentals, the organizing principles of success that have been true forever and will be true forever in the past, present, and future with every great man just like you who's working to be happier, more fulfilled, more accomplished. And it just gives me a chance to give my own self, my own mind, a pump-up speech and forces me, if I'm talking to you about it, I got to step up, right? And so hopefully just being bro to bro, two guys, you taking the time to listen to this podcast, I'm in your ear right now, it just reminds you of what you already know. When you are going through a particular challenge, just hearing me say it in a particular way just makes you, oh yeah, I know exactly what he's thinking. Yeah, you know, I 80% was framing it in my mind that way, and it's going to push you to the 100%, and boom, you just take action, right? So a lot of times, these are the fundamentals of success over and over and over again. I get the chance to just say them one more time because it doesn't matter what we've done in the past. It doesn't matter what we know. If we're not doing it right now, then there's some disconnect, and sometimes just a different perspective is going to help you out, right? But so I talked to a lot of guys that they are waiting until that feeling, until they're motivated. That's not the best strategy. And I know that many times you already know that. You already know that you've forced yourself to do things when you weren't motivated. Maybe it's because you had a deadline. Maybe because people were counting on you. And because you forced yourself to take action even when you weren't motivated, things changed. And again, in 10 minutes, in a half an hour, or in 2 hours, you're glad you took that action even when you weren't motivated, right? Little lesson in there, too, is the importance of deadlines, the importance of committing to the world, testifying that I will accomplish this, that I will do this, where people are counting to you, on you, and you're a man of your word, right? And you will follow through. Sometimes we need that external pressure to get us to do the things we know we should do. So deadlines, testifying, telling people about your goals, having people depend on you to follow through, that will get you to work through those times and take immediate and consistent action even when you're not motivated, right? Then waiting until you feel like it. Here's another important thing to remember is that most of the things you do in life, they're not going to pay off at the level that you expect them to. I know that sounds negative, right? But think about this. Most things that you do, no matter how intelligent you are, no matter how pumped up you get, no matter how optimistic and enthusiastic you are, they are not going to pay off at the level that you expect them to, right? So I'm going to talk a little bit more about that when I come back to this Morning Connection podcast and wrap up our time together today.
This podcast is brought to you in part by Skip LaCour Coaching, exclusive next-level one-on-one life coaching that will give you the sense of control and direction you need to succeed at the highest level. One-on-one peak performance coaching specialist Skip LaCour will help you channel all of your hard work, discipline, and abilities to build a life filled with confidence, passion, and purpose. Set up a free coaching session to see if this exclusive next-level one-on-one coaching program is right for you by sending Skip an email at Skip@SkipLaCourCoaching.com.
We are back with this Morning Connection podcast. I'm encouraging you to take action, even during those times when you aren't as motivated as you'd like to be. Right before the break, I talked about how most of the action steps that you take towards your goals aren't going to produce the results. They're not going to yield the results that you hope for. Now, I know that sounds negative, but I think if you just look at it from a different perspective and you maybe look back to your past experiences, you'll see how this different perspective will empower you. So what do I mean by that? You know, to actually take action, to do more than the basics every day, your basic structure that just keeps you where you are, to do the things that launch you ahead. I mean, you've got to get yourself in a very strong mental state, whether you call that motivation, whether you push yourself through, that belief in yourself. I mean, it's got to be at a high level to do the things that you hope will launch you forward in life and not just get by. And sometimes that takes a lot of energy, emotion. It takes time. You got to get up early in the morning. You got to work on weekends or late at night, right? You got to be able to pump yourself up to take that action, all right? Or when you're not pumped up, you got to be so disciplined to push yourself through, like we're talking about during this Morning Connection podcast. To take action, quality action. I mean, that's got to be up there. Scale from 1 to 10, 8, 9, or 10. To do that when everybody else is relaxing, when everybody else is having fun, when you've already worked your 40-plus hours a week and you know you have to do things to put yourself ahead that go beyond that. It's got to be up there. You got to be motivated, right? Or you've got to be able to discipline yourself past the lack of motivation. So you have to have this belief in yourself that it's going to pay off or you can't do it, especially during late at night or early in the morning, right? So knowing that, we have to be in that state, really believing in ourselves. How can you, in the back of your mind at the same time, say, well, you know, this isn't going to pay off to the level that I hope, and I just got to understand that before I start, right? I understand how that's a challenging concept to take in when you're trying to take action and be motivated and at the same time don't settle for less and things like that. But here's the thing about it is you do have to get yourself up in that 8, 9, or 10 belief in yourself, right? You can't wait till you're motivated. You got to take action, right? And the thing is, you don't know if this particular action step that you're taking is going to be the one that on a scale from 1 to 10, it produces at an 11 or a 12. You don't know before you start if it's going to be the one. So every single time you have to get yourself up and treat everyone as though this is going to be the one that's going to produce at a 11 or a 12 on a scale from 1 to 10. And how do you even know until after you do it? Until after you put your best foot forward, you put your best effort into it and see, right? Here's the thing about it is you got to hurry up and take that action to see if it's going to be the one or not, because if it's not, you got to hurry up to the next one, right? So, you know, it's a mentor of mine, his expression is fail forward fast. And that means if you knock out 10 action steps, 10 plans, and only one of them work out, right? If you take big gaps of time in between every one of them, let's just say a month, and there's 10 things you do, right? And so that means you're going to get all 10 of them done, and there's going to be 10 months in between, right? And just say, we don't know. It's kind of like a roulette. We got to get ourselves up for every single one, but what if it's the 10th one that pays off to the level that you want, right? Well, you just waited 10 months. And the truth of the matter is, then you got to build on top of that. So failing forward fast means that you hurry up and get those 10 done with your full focus and attention, not just get them done to get them done, but you get yourself up, you take action. What if you were to get those done in 10 weeks? Then the payoff on 11 or 12 on a scale from 1 to 10, then that's done in 10 weeks and not 10 months. Right. And to be able to do that, to have that thought and then bounce back and do the next one and do the next one. Right. You have to be able to push yourself and get yourself to take action, even when you have those times where you're not quite motivated. So a lot of things to take from this podcast that I know you already know, and I know you have experience in the past. I know exactly what you're saying. That happened this time for me. Right. But sometimes we all need this reminder as we go forward when we wake up during those days when we're not quite as motivated, right? So pushing ourselves, knowing the power of deadlines, how that pushes us to work past those times when we're not quite so motivated, stepping up and testifying, letting people who are important in your life know about your plans, your dreams, your goals, because that extra layer of accountability will get you to take action during those times when you're not quite so motivated. That's why I just love coaching so much. I love it for myself personally, and I love working with men just like you all over the world. That extra layer of accountability. They tell me their goals. I tell you my goals during this Morning Connection podcast. And it's out there, right? So when I'm not quite as motivated, it's that one extra layer of accountability, that one extra push that we all need at times to make sure we keep that momentum going or get that momentum back when it stopped or it stalled for us, right? So testifying to other people, our goals and dreams, the extra layer of accountability, and that we need to fail forward fast. We need to hurry up and get those 10 action plans, those action steps in place, knowing that they're not always going to be, no matter how optimistic or how enthusiastic or positive we are, they're all not going to pay off on a scale from 1 to 10 as a 10. And that's okay. That's to be expected. But we need to hurry up and get those action steps going so we get 10 of them, 20 of them under our belt, because we know a few of them, we're going to hit them out of the park. They're going to be home runs. And that's how this all works, no matter how brilliant you are, right? So to do that, you're going to have to work during those times when you're not quite so motivated. And as you know, you've witnessed it in the past, you've experienced it for yourself. Sometimes when you're not so motivated, you still produce great work. Certainly work that is going to push you forward. Certainly it's going to push you forward even when you weren't quite so motivated. So that's this podcast for me this morning, getting up this morning. Hopefully this has provided value to you in some way, even if it's just reminding you of what you already know. Maybe get you to take action from this moment forward when you were thinking about not taking action. Right? Send me an email at skip@skiplacour.com, skip@skiplacour.com. And get in the habit of sending me that email. Tell me what the biggest takeaway that you get from this Morning Connection podcast, each one, right? Do this for you, not so much for me, although I love hearing from you, all right? So let's go through our 10-second daily disciplines. What was that one thing that you did yesterday that impressed even you? What was that cool moment yesterday when you realized that life was pretty darn good? Take 3 seconds right now and visualize that one thing, experience, that accomplishment that you really, really want that is going to make you so proud when you finally accomplish it. And it's going to take weeks or months of you stretching yourself, using all your talent, all your resources, all your abilities to the fullest. It's going to require you to take action even when you aren't as motivated as you'd like to be. What is that for you? What is that for you? Is what you're doing right now, and I know right now it is, but I want you to get in the habit of asking yourself the question, is what you're doing right now, is it the highest and best use of your time? Is it really producing the results that you want? I really want you to think about if you're in a pattern of daily disciplines and structure, something that you can control, something that makes you feel comfortable, but it's really not producing the results that you really want. I want you to really start thinking about that, knowing if what you're doing, what that to-do list, what those daily action steps, those disciplines, if they're really producing the results that you really want. And here's a new daily discipline question that I've just started asking is, what do you want to be known for? When it's all said and done, what do you want to be known for? All right, guys. Have a great day, even if you're not quite as motivated as you'd like to be. And we will connect again tomorrow.